You're listening to DraftKings Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At a certain point, I said I'm the Scott Hatterberg of f***ing.
Yeah.
Just bleep that
That's, but it's also going to be the title of the episode.
I'm the Scott Hatterberg of
I almost said I'm David Justice. But that
I'm the David Justice of
Miguel Tejada.
If you're A's era David Justice.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, which is like, I used to be great at this.
Past the prime, but you can still be a leader.
I used to be great. Right. You have no idea. I used to be great at this. And then they ask, what do you mean I have no idea? How did you know? And I'm like, you're like, no, it's not important. It's just a figure of speech. I have no experience out there. Yeah.
The two Americas drop in was just like, we could do a whole show of the differences between male sex and male-female sex. It's, you guys don't want to know.
There is something that I want to use. Jordan,
you enjoy showers.
To wrap a bow around this show, we know who Angel's, who Roy's going for. He's going for Angel Reese, and mostly because of Kim Mulkey.
Yeah, exactly.
But who else is everybody else going for? I don't, Tony.
You know who I'm going for.
Commercial free Monday Night Raw. I'm going for the remote. That's where I'm going. Who are you rooting for?
I don't really have a pull either way. Right, like I like watching good basketball. So for me, like I don't have an allegiance.
He's afraid to answer the question.
No, I'll answer the question. I don't really care, but. Like, when I watch Caitlin Clark or when I watch Angel Reese, obviously two different stylistic...
Lucy's a friend.
Sure, of course.
You want her to be happy.
Yeah.
But also with friends...
But I want Roy to be happy, too.
Yeah, but Roy's...
Yeah, but I don't want Kim Mulkey
Roy's
to be
such
happy.
A big Kim Mulkey guy
situation.
That also I don't want him to be heartbroken.
I don't want all black people to have to start over.
Well, yeah, don't want that to happen.
That's bad,
well,
yeah.
Well, what I'm trying to do is...
I'd probably say LSU.
Okay.
If you pin me down, I'd probably say LSU. I like the villainy.
I am
of
pinning
Mulkey.
You down.
Chris, pin him down.
Somebody try.
You like the villainy?
I like the villainy.
You have to have a bad guy.
I like the villainy of Mulkey. I think Angel Reese is an excellent player. Obviously, there's other aspects of the women's game. You got Dawn Staley. You got Mulkey. The Gamecocks, who are 36-0.
Oh,
by Mulkey. The way, we haven't spoken about them.
She
They're
does
undefeated.
It for me. She does it for me. And Mulkey.
Gino Auriemma, Juju Watkins. Like, there's different characters that I feel like... Caitlin Clark's a good story, but she's a very singular story,
yeah.
Right? In LSU, we have the multi-level story.
But she's a singular story in that she's also the biggest thing going in the sport.
Sure, but I
she
think
transcends
it can survive
the sport.
Without it, though.
Does the question matter? Who has the best chance? Who has the best
Ooh,
chance against like against South Carolina and UConn? Like,
I don't think.
Or are we just like, that doesn't matter?
Although South Carolina has shown that they're probably a little bit more susceptible to being caught than most would have anticipated. They've been tested. I'm going into this game rooting for Caitlin Clark, but yet another wrestling analogy, WrestleMania 13, I believe, Bret Hart versus Stone Cold.
Oh, it lands so well with me.
The greatest double turn in the history of the business, where Stone Cold goes into that match as a bad guy, Bret Hart goes into that match as a good guy, and throughout the course of the match, they end up on opposite sides of the spectrum, and Stone Cold gets launch-padded into being arguably the most over babyface in the history of the business, and that's because they played the double turn perfectly. I'm going into this with an open mind. I want Caitlin Clark to win because we have Lucy here, and I know even though Roy cares deeply about Kim Mulkey, she's deeply passionate about Iowa basketball. I want my friend to be happy. But at the same time, I'm not ruling out Angel Reese and company winning me over, depending on how this game goes.
I want to see a close game in the fourth quarter. I'm going to take a little, like, easy way out, like Tony did a little
Whoa,
bit.
I want to get an easy way out.
I did at first
it.
Until we pinned
took,
you down.
You took LSU. That's not easy.
No, but then we pinned him down. At first, he was like, "I want to see good easy. Basketball."
No, but my point was, I don't really have a dog in the fight, so I don't really care.
I'm
I just
with
want
you.
To see good hoops.
I'm gonna go with Lucy. I'll root for Iowa.
Okay.
Is I he? Would like to. First of all, I would like Caitlin to be at her best, like her ultimate power is to show off. win or lose. I want her to be not have like a, you know, 5 for 30
type. Yeah, yeah. If she loses, the story is she couldn't have done more than she did on the court. That's great.
Right. If you're asking me who I think the better story is going to be, it's like I said earlier in the show, I think if Angel Reese and LSU wins, it continues the rivalry a little bit further and gives Caitlin something to, you know, aim for in her professional career. Who do I want to play? Who do I want to watch basketball more often? I'd rather watch Caitlin Clark play again. I really want to see her play against Paige Bueckers, and that's the matchup that I want to have. But that's just selfish basketball reasons.
Right. I mean, I understand what you're saying about wanting to see LSU against South Carolina. That is a rivalry in that sport. But you have this singular story, as Tony put it, and we have all this drama because she's around this. She has a pull to her that is transcendent that we haven't really ever seen in women's sport, really. Don't you want to see that against South Carolina?
You like, want don't, the don't,
isn't
continue,
that story also cool?
You want the, if it's a mystery, if you will, you want it to continue. You want to see, and I always compare her to Steph in terms of their college career, you wanted to see Steph win that Elite Eight game and make it to the Final Four and see if it's legit against the best of the best. And we've seen it against LSU. I would love to see it against South Carolina. You're right. I really want, whatever the result is, Kim Mulkey to have a great post-game press conference. And I will be in front of my phone at 9 a.m. waiting to hear what Greg Cody has to say about it tomorrow.
I'm certainly rooting for Iowa just simply because it would be a really cool.
You believe that, Roy?
I know.
Well, I mean, Kim Mulkey
Roy versus
sucks.
Jeremy.
I mean, Kim Mulkey
Roy
sucks.
Versus Jeremy.
Never thought I'd see the day,
sucks.
Man.
Kim Mulkey sucks. And the part with Iowa that would be cool is like, look, LSU, we've seen them win it now, and they had their opportunity to shine. To see Caitlin Clark and Iowa potentially go through a path of LSU, South Carolina, and then either UConn or USC with the stars that are over there.
At that point,
not discounting NC State.
It should be UConn at that point just to collect that Infinity Stone.
Exactly, exactly. And the idea that she could go through in a row last year's national champs, an undefeated team, and then UConn, the greatest program ever.
Juju Watkins passing the torch type of situation. Right,
that would also be really cool.
Yeah, that could be a cool final.
No, there are so many amazing narratives and so many cool things that could happen, and I think with Caitlin Clark in it,
Caitlin,
all of those become even greater. Where, yeah, I mean, look, LSU and South Carolina would be one of the best games in a Final Four matchup we could see. But I just, the magic of what this ride with Caitlin Clark has been, and look, we as media have only known really how to talk about Iowa this year for the most part. That's our fault, but it's still made it the primary story in women's college sports. And for that matter,
we haven't
in
done the unfair thing of
period.
Making someone name a second Iowa player. Like, we're not.
Caitlin Clark and them girls.
Yeah. I have to ask you, if you're Iowa, do you choose to sit Caitlin Clark here?
You, man.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.